about it. You know, there's just something about it. I can't explain it. It goes something like
Thank you, thank you, thank you so much for joining me. I am Roderick Owensby, and you are listening to the Roderick Owensby Show. In this session here, I'm going to be talking about understanding the workings of the Holy Spirit. And in this powerful discussion on the Holy Spirit, we're going to be talking about how He works, how it works in our lives, and understanding how breakthroughs come through in the life of the believer, how to get your spiritual breakthrough. Are you spiritually hungry? Because if you are, there is a word from the Lord. And I tell you right now, I exalt Jesus Christ higher than myself. I understand the time, the times we are living in. I understand that everybody got their own gods, and everybody, a lot of people made up their own religion. And the Bible says that it talks about wickedness and iniquity and of men who hold the truth. In Romans, the first chapter, it talks about men, humanity, a certain state of man's carnality have matured to the point where people are able to hold the truth in unrighteousness. And so I want to help many of you that are spiritually hungry for the things of God. If you have a hunger, if you have a desire to move higher in your walk with God, this ministry is for you. If you tried everything and it's not working for you, I don't want to tell you to try God. I want to tell you to prove God. I dare you to prove Him wrong. So we're going to be talking about the Holy Spirit. You have to have the Holy Spirit in your life. I'm not talking about this any kind of spirit. I'm talking about the Spirit that Jesus Christ sent, called the Comforter, after He ascended and went up to glory. He said to the people, go tarry in Jerusalem until you are endued or filled full of power. So the scripture says, let every soul be subject to the higher power. And God is the possessor of heaven and earth. Only God knows where the wind lives. Only God knows where the lightning lives. Only God knows the source of all life. And He is the creator. He is both the creator and the possessor of heaven. Now, He wants to give us dominion over the earth. That's what He did in the Garden of Eden. He gave man dominion over the earth. And you ask me, what went wrong? I can tell you what went wrong. People want to have dominion over people. So this is the cause of the decay of the family. It is the cause of the decay of many sanctuaries and many churches today, because people want to rule people. What kind of person? People who have let spiritual pride come in and have caused many spiritual leaders to be lords over God's heritage. You have to understand something. Hear me and understand me, that the church belongs to Jesus Christ. So the blueprint must be followed if we're going to please God. People do not belong to people. All souls are mine, and the soul that sinneth shall die. What do you mean, die? You know, death is separation from the presence of God. Do you not know you can be dead while you are alive? You can be dead. Death is spiritual separation from the Creator. Hear me? Hear me good. Death is separation from the Maker. Your Maker is the possessor of heaven and earth, Yahweh, God Almighty. There's many little g's out there. There's many little gods. but there's only one true God. And with the love of Christ, I want to share with you, if you're listening right now and you're saying, I've tried everything else, I've been in about every denominational church there is, I'm still hungry for the presence of God. Well, the only way you can find the presence of God is to worship him. You know, there were 10 lepers that came and they saw Jesus, and the Bible says, the word of God rather says, they fell down and they worshiped Jesus. And everyone in the scripture, in the word of God that worshiped, they received deliverance, they received healing, they received something from the kingdom of God. And when you worship, you're saying that I am not in control. Mm-hmm. When you worship, you're saying, I am not in control. Listen to me and hear this very good. You're going to worship something. You're going to either worship God, yourself, or Satan himself. Man was created to admire the Creator. We were created. That's why there's a love issue in everyone's life. And regardless of whether you love a woman, if you're a man, or you're a woman and you love a man, and then we have people loving the same sex. Now, I condemn no one, but hear me good. I condemn you not, but let me say to you, you were made to love something and someone. So this is further proof, without condemnation, that man was created to worship, because you have a longing. Man has a longing to worship something. Hear this. So good to know this. So let us get into this. I'm going to let you hear some words of Christ that's going to bless your spirit, and then I'm going to come back, and we may get some call-ins, and you're welcome. You're welcome to call in tonight, and I would love to talk to you. And listen to me. You're going to worship something, so you might as well worship the one who made you, because the one who made you has the key to your life. If you would like to call in, the number is 347-989-1463. I'll be right back. This is Roderick Owensby on the Roderick Owensby Show.
He said, if a man eat of me, St. John the 6th chapter, the whole entire chapter, it'll tell you that if you eat Jesus, you live. I want to say to you all, silver and gold I have none. Such as I have, I give you. The nature and the character of Jesus will rise up like you have never seen before. Thank you, Holy Ghost. The star, Jesus, his anointing shall increase. You don't have to go through any religious orders for it. I give it to you in the name of Jesus. The mandate and the apostolic anointing, you're going to teach about Jesus more than demons. Anytime you're in the ministry and all they talk about are demons, that's a religious fascination of demonology. Tell them I said so. And you know, when people think you got something that they don't have, they run after you. It's the same as witchcraft. What do you think a witch is fascinated by? Demons. I'm going to do what Jesus told me to do. Tell the people of God, you don't have a demon problem. You have a flesh problem. You don't have a demon problem. The Bible never told us that we have a demon problem. Everything's a demon.
The wife wake up not feeling good, and you want to pray, and she's, you know, you feel like she's in the, got the devil in her, because she won't pray. Maybe you need to lay hands on her and ask God to give her strength. She's a woman. She might be going through something. Somebody said, to God be the glory. I love you. You're doing good. Just checking. For God so loved the world. He didn't say church. They don't play with me. That's where we get mixed up. We think we're all that. God so loved me. Woman said the other day, I said, God bless you. Because the conversation went that way. So I said, God bless. She said, oh, honey, please, I'm blessed. I knew then. That's the church talk. The world doesn't talk like that. The world says, come on, wash me all over. I need it. Come on. But the church says, I'm blessed and highly favored. How you know you highly favored? Are you blessed and highly favored? Give me $2,000. I didn't come to this city to pray.
God bless you. God bless you. I'm going to be talking about the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is so important. And without the Holy Spirit, you are lifeless. Hear me, understand me. Without the Holy Spirit, you are lifeless. So you that are listening, join in with me. We're going to be talking about the Holy Spirit, how it works in our lives. I do have a caller on air. God bless you.
God bless you, Pastor Owensby. This is Eric.
God bless you, Prophet Eric. How are you? And what is in your spirit, feel free to share, and I'm going to get into the teachings of the Holy Spirit. I do believe that what is missing in the body of Christ is simply the Holy Spirit's, the liberty of the Holy Spirit. And I think many people turn the Holy Spirit into just a word or a cliche or a social event or a dance or a shout. But the Holy Spirit is much more than that. The Holy Spirit, for example, Prophet, I was reading here in St. John 16, verse 12. St. John 16, verse 12, you that are listening, turning your word to St. John 16, verse 12. Jesus said this, Prophet Nelson, he said, I have yet many things to say unto you. And then he says, but you cannot bear them now. Verse 13, howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, talking about the Holy Spirit, what is the Holy Spirit? The Spirit of truth is come. He will guide you into all truth. I believe it is impossible for someone to say they have the Holy Spirit without a growth, inward growth of truth, revelation. And he did it. He sent the Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost.
Yes,
and if our faith is, if our faith, Prophet, is properly placed in Christ and the cross, the Holy Spirit can then bring forth truth in us. He doesn't guide into some truth, but rather all truth. Go ahead, whatever's in your spirit.
Well, I see what you said was quite deep and has a lot of meaning. But the one thing that God has been dealing with me about is manifestation for like the last six months, on and off about manifestation for the last 6 months. Because people come to church, yeah, they like to shout, they like to dance. It's all good to do that because you feel better after you do it. You know, your burdens have been lifted. And you feel a little bit better. But the one thing that God dealt with me on, he said, people really want to see me for who I am. Mm-hmm. And the one thing that I love about God is God, as long as people's minds are made up, he will show himself. It doesn't matter if it's in a church or if it's in a grocery store. God will manifest himself anywhere, at any time, at any point, at any place. But the one thing that God has been dealing with me about, this is my own personal testimony, is I want to see more of God.
Yes.
Not just a feel-good service, but But I actually want to see the true power of God. I want to see the sick and the shut in come out from where they were shut in at, come into the church or come into or wherever when we go see them. But by the time we leave, they're not the same. They're healed.
Yes.
So I want to see people have AIDS and stuff fall off of them, literally just fall off in the middle of the service. I want to see demons casted out, but I want to see some people that want something from God actually see it right there and then. I want to see things happen. I don't get it why things happened back then in the Bible times, but people they say, well, those things only happened back then. No, those things can happen now. People's faith is not as crazy as it used to be back then. Because those people back then, they had unnatural faith. They had unrefined faith to believe that God could do something unnatural. Be unthinkable.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. Let me say to you. I'm sorry to cut you off. I want to get this in here. Hold on and hold that thought. What I want to tell you is you are exactly correct. I am personally seeing signs and wonders, Bible day signs and wonders. But let me say the issue is understanding the Holy Spirit. See, you cannot walk in what you don't understand. Let me give you an example, Prophet. In Matthew 10, if you notice this, Jesus worked miracles, signs and wonders, raised the dead, cast out devils. I did mighty, mighty things. But watch this. The Holy Ghost didn't fall until Acts 2.
Now, that's true.
Now watch this. Notice what he did. Before the Holy Ghost fell, he taught them, Matthew 10 and 1, and when he had called unto him his 12 disciples, he gave them power against, watch this, Prophet, watch this, Eric, unclean spirits to cast them out, then heal all manner of sickness and all manner of disease. Notice that. Then he called the 12 apostles. That's Matthew 10 and 1. The order of the anointing and that Jesus walked in, he taught the people about what he was about to give them. You notice that?
Yes.
He taught them, first of all, before casting out devils, he said he gave them, first of all, power against unclean spirit. He gave them dunamis. He gave them power. See, we have a lot of people like the sons of Sceva. They want to cast out a spirit that they are married to. You can't cast out a lion spirit if there's a lion spirit in you. Not generally you, but speaking generally. So what Jesus said, Eric, he said, I've got to teach the people about what I want to give them. Elaborate on that, because I wanted to get that in, because so many people, there's a lot of people listening to us, and everything you're saying is so powerful, because you're speaking of the hunger, you're speaking of, you want to see the exploits, but as a man of God and working in the apostolic prophetic anointing, I simply believe that there's an order. Look at a car. There's an order to that engine. I mean, people get in cars. We got a lot of people driving cars. But how many people understand the engine? And what you don't understand, you end up paying out of your pocket. You know, back in my day, you know, it was nothing for the boys, the football players, to get together and bring our cars, and we all tuned them up ourselves. We changed the oil ourselves. Then the industry got smart. They started making technical changes on the cars that you have to go to college to understand. So I believe it's like that in the spirit. We got a lot of people that don't understand the working of the Holy Spirit. Go ahead, Eric.
The one thing that a lot of people don't seem to understand is that there's a scripture in the Bible that says, tarry until you receive power from on high.
Yes.
I'll probably elaborate on that a little bit.
Go ahead.
In my own words, but the one thing that people get is when you receive the some people have a distinction between the Holy Spirit and the Holy Ghost are two different things. But I'm going to take this from a standpoint of what of how I was looking at what you were saying. The Holy Ghost, when you receive the Holy Ghost, when God gives you the Holy Ghost, when he comes to you and he gives it to you, when you seek after God and he gives you the Holy Ghost, that Holy Ghost that Holy Ghost lives within you. And the one thing that people, when I attended a church here in Kokomo, Indiana, and the late Bishop Luther C. Mills, God rest his soul, but the one thing he taught holiness very well, and he taught how to be saved, but the one thing that he forgot to do was teach the process. You can tell folks to be saved and tell them how to be saved and tell them how to read your Bible and pray and, you know, find who you are in God and seek after God and all this other stuff and do the right thing and don't do the wrong thing. Tell them what the right thing is to do and tell them what the wrong thing is to do. And, you know, but you got to explain the process of how to be saved. I just don't understand. I don't understand how people, you get the Holy Ghost, but you tell them how to do this and do that, but you don't explain to them how to be saved. You have to teach them. You have to teach them there's a process to everything. Just like the car you were talking, there's a process to making that car. Even if it was a 1970s Dodge car, there was a process to making that car. Before the process, there was actually a design process it went through.
That's true. And process, go ahead.
And the process, I'm not saying because, like, the newer day cars, I'm taking it from a car standpoint, but the newer day cars, there's a process, there's a design element, and then there's there's a design element and there's the developing of a car. Mm-hmm. Let's take for instance, my favorite car is the Chevy Impala. The Chevy Impala is a very well-known car. There's been several different designs of it, but it's just now getting to a point where technology is flipping over, so they're making these cars so, like you said, high-tech, and you really can't fix them yourself. You have to take them to a dealership. And I think of myself as a newer car. There's some things that I make and try to fix myself, but I have to go. I'm put it like this. There's some things that I make and fix myself, and I make and try to fix and make an attempt. But at the end of the day, I have to go let somebody fix on me, which is God. I can't fix myself. I have to let God fix me.
Right. Let me say this, son. Now, the Holy Spirit is for that. He will lead and guide into all truth. This is what Jesus was talking about in St. John 16. The Holy Spirit will lead and guide you into all truth. And so on the day of Pentecost, he sent the Holy Spirit. And what has happened today, men began to rely on his human spirit. And I think sometimes people get their human spirit mixed up with the Holy Spirit. It's the Holy Spirit that comes upon us, and it brings us into fellowship with Jesus Christ. And that's why the cross is so important. Without the teachings of the cross and understanding why Jesus died and how he became the sacrifice for our sins, then he sent us mercy by sending us the Holy Spirit. It's like the difference between being qualified and justified. See, a lot of people say whom God called, he qualified. That's false. God never qualifies anybody. Man will qualify you, but God will only justify you, because the only thing that can justify you is faith in God. Faith in God. Listen, man of God, I got to run. I'm going to take another caller. But listen, if you want to hold on, you can. I'm going to take a little break and stay tuned. I'll be right back.
The fruit of death or life, the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, I have located it. It's in your brain. Somebody shout hallelujah. With your dirty self. Sin is the wisdom to know how to do good and evil at the same time and then act safe. Some of y'all know how to do good and evil and you act safe. You shall save. You give like you save. I'm just loving you. Receive it. Everybody say word. God cannot go past your asking or your thinking. God, I want you to move. Some of y'all are not even praying. You haven't prayed yet. You know, you already got the spiritual folk in the church. They know God because they had a dream. Y'all shout. God or the devil cannot operate without asking and thinking on this planet. What's the first letter in Acts? Say it. What's the first letter in Seek? Say it. What's the first letter in Knock? Pronounce it. Shout. What is faith? Faith is chance. No, brother. Faith is believing. Okay. Okay. I pray for a lot of folk didn't have enough sense to know what was going to happen. I said, be healed. They were healed. I said, whoa. I know some of y'all know you got it. But I trust God. For me to trust you, it doesn't mean I'm necessarily sure that you're going to do it. If I said, trust him. That means you don't know what God's going to do. But whatever he does, I trust you. Prove it. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego didn't know what God was going to do. Don't fool with me. Y'all say amen. Honey, if that wasn't a chance, you tell me what was. I'm not talking about natural gambling chance. I'm talking about, listen, we don't know the mind of God. And even we that have the mind, we still don't know it. Y'all shout. We just have it.
Praise the Lord. I'm back. This is the Roderick Owensby Show. And I am on with one of the, I call, the greatest students in the School of Prophets, Eric Nelson. Let me share with you. Eric, about because I'm going to keep the people focused on the Holy Spirit. Now, in St. John 16, notice something. He said in verse 12, I have yet many things to say unto you. Now, the Holy Spirit comes to reveal to us, watch this, the mysteries of Christ. See, the Holy Spirit will only reveal Christ. It's not going to promote man. Understand this. The Holy Ghost is going to reveal Christ because it is the Spirit of truth. It will guide you, us, into all truth. Now watch this. This is St. John 16, verse 13. He shall not speak of himself. It tells us this, Eric. The Holy Spirit will lead us. It's not about what the Holy Spirit does, but whom he represents. And then this is the area, watch this, it's not about what the Holy Spirit does, but whom he represents. Now, in the case of signs and wonders and miracles, I think many people are involved in what he does. They are only attracted to what God does, but not whom he represents. You see that?
Yes, sir.
And I believe we begin to seek whom the Holy Spirit represents. It's not going to represent an organization. It's not going to represent a denomination. It's going to represent Christ. Elaborate on that.
Well, being that I was raised in a apostolic church, so to speak, I was raised in the PAW, sometimes they would use the Holy Spirit as an organizational title. And Pentecostal Assemblies of the World, I don't want to offend anybody.
Yeah, don't. We don't want to put anybody down, but go ahead.
But I don't want to offend anybody, but I was raised in this, it was a wonderful organization, very structured. As far as business aspect, they were very good. And as far as the spirit coming in, it was, you know, it was wonderful. But the one thing that I didn't, there's something that didn't agree with my spirit, was the one thing that, it was just that one thing that everybody has a question about. Mm-hmm. Is this the truth or not? Mm-hmm. And how I found out that some of it was and some of it was a lie was by just observing. Instead of letting my emotions get all jacked up in service, I actually sit down and observed what was going on. They used the Holy Spirit. They prostitute the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. like it's their own person that they work like, they like God works for them. Mm-hmm. And especially during offering. Now, there may be some people that's on air that might get a little offended by this, but how can you say that God won't bless you if, or the Holy Spirit or God, however you want to use it, won't bless you if you don't give a certain amount? I don't get that.
Well, let me say this, and then we got a couple more minutes. Then I want to move further. The reason that many are abusing the offering and the tithing is because simply this: they have turned a holy thing into blaspheme. Many times I say this, and I don't have to say that anyone's going to be offended. I'm not going to prophesy it. I'm just going to speak the truth. I'm not worried about that. We have a lot of auctions instead of offerings.
Well, come on, preacher.
People are trying to auction off a miracle, auction off a house, a husband. I mean, it's almost like a website wife or website husband. I mean, you can just click a button and get a husband, or click a button, get a wife. The devil is a flat out liar.
Yeah.
So this is just simply, and you know me, I don't play. And many times jealousy comes in against the anointing. And when many of these sects and circles, religious strongholds, I call them, when you are anointed by God, they get a spiritual conspiracy against you, because they don't want, it's simply this, they don't want the people to believe in the anointing and who God sends. See, a lot of leaders get up behind a pulpit, instead of pulling people from the pit, they help them stay in the pit, and they say, how can you hear without a preacher speaking of themselves? Oh, I quote yours truly, and how can he preach except he be sent? Well, when God sends an apostle, that's the person sent. Many times, the person that's pastoring the church is not even sent. So listen, you know, oh, and to God be all the glory, an apostle is sent.
Mm-hmm.
And when he comes or she comes, they come with order and correction. So I want you to stay encouraged, and we're going to get back with you, and I'm going to have you back on the show, because I thank God that you touched many lives, and you will call me and give a prophetic word, and it's so accurate. And I want to tell the people that are listening, you're going to hear the name Eric Nelson. And we pray for you, and we thank God for you. continue to follow me as I follow Christ. And, you know, I got about a minute left, and then I'm going to get into the second, the last half of what we're talking about on the Holy Spirit. Say something to the listening audience.
Well, what God has impressed upon me is I have a saying. There's a saying here in Indiana that we say, everything that was said about you, it has to happen. And what that means is anything that God has spoke to your spirit that you know was supposed to happen, it's going to have to happen, because God does not half do anything. When he does stuff, he does it in full glory. He does it in his full potential. And I just want to speak, to the man or woman of God that's been put on the back burner. Continue to seek after God, because God is not through with you yet. God is going to use you, whoever I may be talking to right now. God is going to send. God is going to use you in such a mighty way that you won't even be able to obtain what's happening to you, because it's going to happen overnight. Man or woman of God, be encouraged and be blessed, and make sure you just stay in that word and stay on your face and pray to God.
Praise God. Thank you so much, Eric Nelson, out of Kokomo, Indiana. And you that are listening right now, I want to invite you all this Friday. Eric, I'll be in Joliet, Illinois, this coming Friday, which is the 27th of August, 2010. I'll be at New Birth Restoration Deliverance Center. The address is 216 Cass Street. That's 216 C as in cat, A-S-S Street, Joliet, Illinois. The zip code is 60432, Friday, August 27th at 7:30 p.m. New Birth Restoration Deliverance Center, where the prophet and pastor is Mark Chandler, good friend of mine. I've been knowing him for many, many years. He is launching off into the ministry, and we're going to preach his installation there. And I look forward to what God has to is going to do that night. I sense Prophet Eric a mighty teaching anointing with signs and wonders. Friday, August 27th at 216 Cass, C-A-S-S Street in Joliet, Illinois, 60432 at New Birth Restoration Deliverance Center, where the prophet and pastor Mark Chandler is going to be installed as pastor of New Birth Restoration Deliverance Center. And you that are in the Chicagoland area, all around, meet me there. And for more information, you can call 773-447-1958. 773-447-1958. Eric Nelson, we will have you on again, spend more time. Thank you so much. You've been such a blessing. I love you, man, and we'll be talking later, okay?
All right, sir.
God bless.
Bless you.
Wonderful young man. Around, I think he's 21 years of age. God is doing great things. The Holy Spirit, you have to have it. You can't do without it. We are in St. John. The 16th chapter, talking about the Holy Spirit. And Jesus said, I have yet many things to say unto you, and you cannot bear them now. Listen, people, there's things that you just don't know, you can't get, you will never understand, until the Holy Spirit reveals them to you. You can never walk in it. You know, and you know, you can walk by faith and not by sight. But if you're not walking with the wisdom of the Holy Spirit, you can never attain the true wisdom of God. And the true wisdom of God comes by the Holy Spirit. It is the spirit of creation. And the book of Genesis talks about how the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the deep. That's the Holy Spirit. Once you speak a word, it takes the Holy Spirit to manifest that word. You know, you got people, I talk to people all the time, they're looking for God to manifest his glory, manifest your promises, manifest the answer to my prayers. And I'm trying to get people to understand there is no manifestation. You look at that word, man is fest. It's like festival. There is no manifestation unless you understand who the man is. And the man is Christ. And the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of Christ. And you cannot become what you are destined to become unless you allow the Holy Spirit to reveal you. And the Holy Ghost is not going to reveal you. It's going to reveal the Spirit of truth to you. Because the only job of the office of the Holy Spirit, it is to reveal Christ in you, the hope of glory. Romans 3 says, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Come short of what? The Holy Spirit. So the Holy Spirit is the spirit of creation. And I'm going to say something. God's not through creating man. You see, many people read the book of Genesis and they see, well, on the sixth day God made man. And he blew into man's nostril and man became a living soul. You notice it said a living soul and not a living spirit. Because his spirit was alive. But his soul was dead. That's why the scripture says the soul that sinneth shall die. It didn't say the spirit, because the spirit cannot die. The spirit is eternal, but the soul can die. And that's what spiritual death is. Do you not know it's the spirit in man, the spirit in you, man or woman, keeps you alive. It's your spirit. It's not your heart, it's not your organs, it's not all of that stuff. It's your spirit. You see, because if God never blew into man his spirit, your heart could never beat. Your heart would never beat, your lungs wouldn't work, and all of those natural organs out from the spirit realm comes from the creativity of the Holy Spirit. Because, see, the Holy Spirit created your heart. That's why the gifts of the Holy Spirit involves miracles and signs and wonders. It's you have to understand something. When Jesus gave the Holy Spirit, the attributes of the Holy Spirit is wisdom, knowledge, understanding, and then it talks about faith, it talks about the gifts of miracles, the gifts of faith, and so on and so on. The reason for that is because the Holy Spirit created your organs from the organism of God. Your heart, your lungs, your eyes, and all of those things, your brain was created out from the creative gifts of the Holy Spirit. Do you understand that? It's like planting a seed in the ground and getting a vegetable. Okay? The seed is the spirit. Your human organs are the fruit that the Holy Spirit is there. So when God blew in man's nostril, he blew in the breath of life. From the breath of life came your organs. From the breath of life. Because see, when God made man, he made him from the dust. He was just dust. We were just dust, y'all. But when God blew in his spirit, then out from his spirit came your organs. Okay, so I could say this, that your heart is a result of the Holy Spirit. So heart trouble comes from fear. Mm-hmm. And all of your organs are there as a sign that there's a spirit in there. And so your organs grew out from the Spirit of God. Isn't that fascinating? I think it's wonderful. So the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 2 and 14, but the natural man receives not the things of the Spirit of God. Okay? For they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them. Fallen man cannot understand spiritual things, or spiritual laws, or spiritual truths, because they are spiritually discerned. Okay? But he who is spiritual judgeth all things. Yet he himself is judge of no man. For who has known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. Okay? So what God is trying to bring us to, people, is a relationship with the Holy Spirit. Because when you have a relationship with the Holy Spirit, then you are in tune with your Maker. Only when you are in tune with your Maker. That's the job of the Holy Spirit, to get you back in line with God. Thinking like him. Operating like him. Seeing things from a higher dimension instead of on the natural plane. Yes, you live on earth. But in order to live a fulfilled life, you have to see from a spiritual perspective. And the Holy Ghost came to give us a higher dimension and an abundance of life. Because life outside the Holy Spirit is not even life. It's merely existing. You can exist or be a survivor and be dead. Do you want to be a survivor? Do you want to exist? Or do you really want to live abundantly? It's going to come through the Holy Spirit. So on the day of Pentecost, they were in an upper room, a higher dimension. They were with one accord, and the Holy Spirit fell. They heard a sound, a wind. They saw fire. You notice they saw the elements. In other words, they saw the attributes of the Creator of life. Because when the Holy Ghost comes, the elements come. Man is a part of the earth. Everything in you is in the galaxy. You're part of the earth. But we worship not earth. We worship God, possessor of heaven and earth. Stay tuned. I'll be right back.
When God made man, he made a spirit. It was his plan that we be blessed. The tempter came. We were distracted. The tempter came. And we fell. We were deemed to live a life that's simple. A life that's full, a life that's rich and simple. It is my goal to remind you of this principle. We'll reveal a new one, God.
Come on, y'all, and tell them, take it. Thinking.
Know our design.
And our Father's plan.
Oh, yes, it's time.
Oh, yes, it's time.
We get back to King.
We get back to King.
Now is the time.
Now is the time.
We take our stand.
We take our stand.
We were deemed to live a life that's beautiful. A life that's full. A life that's rich and simple. It is my goal.
Somebody.
Let's get back to Eden, live on top of the world.
Somebody tell them how it is, y'all. But guess what?
Jesus came.
Jesus came.
Now all is well.
So what are you waiting for? Tell somebody.
Let's get back to Eden. Live on top of the world.
Oh, you can sing it.
Let's get back to Eden. Live on top of the world.
Everybody, sing it.
Let's get back to
Eden. Now right here. Come on, y'all. Let's open up your mouth. Eden, where you at?
Again, 5 7 7 6 4 1 5 5